要打开提摩太前书。
Please open your Bibles to First Timothy。
我们还在提摩太前书第一章第十八到二十节。
And we are still at First Timothy chapter 1 verses 18 to 20。
这一次是我们做一次来看这段圣经了。
But this shall be our last time that we will look at this passage。
那我们再读一遍《提摩太前书》第一章第十八节：“我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗，常存信心和无愧的良心。有人丢弃了良心，就在正道上如同破坏的船一般。其中有许米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再放毒了。”
First Timothy 1:18. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
我们今天要跟大家思想的就是这几个字，把他们交给撒旦是什么意思。
And today we want to look at the phrase handed over to Satan and what that means.
我们知道这个世界呢，全握在那恶者的手中，约翰一书五章十九节。
First John 5:19 tells us that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
在我们还没有信主的时候呢，我们也是跟随这个世界我们随从这个世界的风俗，顺服空中的掌权者，而且呢是在如今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
And before we became believers, we too were once following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.
圣经里面也告诉我们，哥林多前后书四章四节讲到说，这个世界呢，不信的人是被这个世界弄瞎了心眼。叫他们看不见福音的光。
And 2 Corinthians 4:4 also tells us that the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel.
所以把他交给世界是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to hand these people to the world?
就意思是说把他交给这个世界的神，就是把他交给这个不要交给撒旦，就是交给世界。
So it means to hand these people to the God of this world. So to hand them over to Satan means to hand over to the world.
圣经里面提到把这个人交给撒旦呢，还有一处圣经就是在哥林多前书第五章。
And the Bible has another occurrence of this phrase handed to Satan in 1 Corinthians 5:5.
请大家打开哥林多前书五章，你就看得很清楚这段圣经在讲什么。
And if you turn to 1 Corinthians 5:5, you will see very clearly what this passage says.
啊，在那里保罗就警告那边的人说，在哥林多教会里面有一些淫乱的事，因为这他当中有人娶了他的继母。
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul was rebuking the church because there was sexual immorality in the church where some man had married his stepmother.
那么在如果你看已经放到哥林多前书五章，你看第二节，他说：“你们还自高自大，并不哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。”
First Corinthians 5:2, and you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you.
他说：“我身子虽不在你们中间，心却在你们那里，好像亲自与你们同在，已经判断这些行这事的人。”
For though absent in body, I am present in spirit, and as if present, I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing.
第四节，就是你们聚会的时候，我的心也同在，奉我们主耶稣的名，并有我们主耶稣的全能，要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，使他在灵，他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
Verse 4, when you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present,With the power of our Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh.
你看第六节，他说：“岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？”
So that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. And verse 6, do you not know that the little leaven leavens the whole lump?
所以你们既是无酵饼的，你应该把这个酵除尽。
Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump as you really are unleavened.
所以这边很清楚，你知道吗？这边有人犯罪呢，保罗叫他说，你要把这个人赶出去，把他交给撒旦。
So it is clear over here that there was a man who was in sin, and Paul said, "Get him out, remove him from among you."
你如果不除去他这一点点教呢，就说你这点点罪呢，越来越使到整个教会全部都犯罪。他说这一点岂不是一点面教呢，能使全堂发起来吗？
And if you do not get rid of this little sin, eventually the whole church will be affected, and the whole church fall in sin, and that's what.Is meant by a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
你看第十一节
，Look at verse 11.
他说：“我写信给你们，若有弟兄是行淫的，或是贪婪的，或许我们看第十节吧。第十节，他说第九节，对不起，我先前写信给你们，不可与淫乱的人相交。这个不是以世界上一概行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或落舍的，或拜偶像的。若是这样，除非你离开这个世界方可。”但是我写信给你，叫你们说，若有弟兄是行淫的，是贪婪的，是拜偶像的，是辱骂的，是醉酒的，是勒索的，这样的人不可以与他相交，就是吃饭也不可，因为审判教外的人与我何干？教内是指基督教内或者是教会内的人，岂不是你们审判的吗？至于教外的人，至于外人有神审判，你们应当把这二人。从你们中间赶出去。
And verse 9 to verse 13. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, for then you will need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother, if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed.Or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you.
所以这边把这个交给撒旦的意思呢，在哥林多前书五章跟现在我们的读的提摩太前书呢是一样的，意思是把他赶出教会。
So to deliver to Satan or to be handed over to Satan in 1 Corinthians 5:5 and in 1 Timothy 1:20, this is the same meaning. In other words, to chase or to get this person out of the church.
这个就是指教会的纪律行动。
And this is actually referring to church discipline.
他不要保持教会的这个清洁或者教会的圣洁呢？不允许人在教会里面犯罪。
And this is meant to preserve the holiness of the church. That's why they cannot permit to have people sinning in the church.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第十五章那边讲到说，如果有一个弟兄得罪你。
And therefore in Matthew, Jesus taught, and in Matthew 18, if somebody, or in Matthew 15, if somebody actually offended you.
在英文圣经有一些翻译，他是说。你看到有人犯罪。
But in the other translations in English, it says if you have seen somebody sin.
你看到一个人犯罪，弟兄犯罪呢，你就一个人自己去跟他讲说，弟兄不要这样做。
If you see somebody in sin, you should personally go and approach this person and tell him, brother, please do not do this.
这个是马太福音第十八章。
And this is found in Matthew 18.
那么如果他悔改了，你已经救了你的弟兄。
And if he repents, you have saved your brother.
如果他不悔改了，你带两三个人去。
But if he does not repent, then bring two or three witnesses with you.
如果他们这两三个人去了之后，他悔改了，你感谢主，不再提这件事情了。
And if bringing two or three witnesses with you, you manage to have this brother repent, then you thank the Lord and.Do not bring this matter up anymore.
如果他不悔改呢，你去告诉教会。
But if he still refuses to listen, then tell it to the church.
那么教会的领袖呢，就去跟他劝他、劝他、劝他，叫他悔改。
And the church leaders should then counsel him and to encourage him to repent.
如果他不听教会呢?
But if he refuses to listen to the church,
你就要看他好像外邦人和税吏一般。
Then let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector.
那这意思是什么呢? 就是把他赶出教会, 因为他不听教会的话, 他留在教会干什么呢? 他会迟到全团都污秽了, 所以把他赶出教会, 把他当作是外邦人, 当作税吏一般。
And if he refuses to listen to the church, you are to get him out of the church, because if he remains in the church, his sin would affect everybody else, and therefore you should put him out of the church and let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector.
所以把他交给撒旦的意思呢，就是把他赶出教会，让这个世界去，他到世界的时候，神必然惩罚他，他可能就因此死亡。这圣经里面有其他的例子。 这样的话呢，盼望，这个这样的话使他能够悔改。
And therefore, to deliver or hand over to Satan means to get this person out of the church and hand him over to the world. And when this person is in the world, God might discipline him and he might die, as in some cases. But in other cases, God might discipline him and he might repent.
保罗在哥林多前书讲他们守圣餐的时候，没有好好的珍惜主的圣餐呢，结果呢，当中有死的人也不少，这个就是神的审判。Just
like in 1 Corinthians, when observing the Lord's Supper, there were people who did not examine themselves, and because of that, many of them died, and this is God's judgment.
所以这里所提到的就是把他交给撒旦的意思就是，他既然不听的教会的话，就 不要让他留在教会，因为他会影响其他人。既然你不听，就把他赶出去。So
to hand someone over to Satan means that since this person refused to listen to the church, then he should be removed from the church in case somebody else is affected.
所以这边这个就好像这个刚才讲到哥林多前书第11章30节，他说你们当中好多软弱、病的也不少，死有软弱和病患的人死的也不少。
And we say just now from 1 Corinthians 11:30, that is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died.
所以这边把这个人交给撒旦，就是他不听教会的劝告，不听教会的教导呢，他这个就是我们要对付的结果。
So to hand someone over to Satan is referring to the person who refuses to listen to the church. And the result is that he should be removed.
圣经里面给我们看到有三个理由，使到三个原因，使到一个人可以被拆，就赶出教会。And
the Bible gives us three reasons to excommunicate someone from the church.
第一是为真理的缘故。Firstly,
if it is a gospel issue.
就是如果传圣经，保罗说，如果有一个人传福音给我们，不是我们所传的呢，你要应当被受咒诅。
Because Paul wrote that even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed.
那么我们看提摩太这前书的时候呢，我们看到保罗把提摩太留在以弗所，就是他祖父吩咐那些不可传异教不同的福音，这种人不可以留在教会。
And we already saw in 1 Timothy 1:3 that Paul left Timothy at Ephesus, and he charged Timothy to command those persons not to teach any different doctrine, or in other words, preach a different gospel.
所以来到第20节的时候，他说把这样的人交给撒旦。
And when he comes to verse 20, he says, hand these people over to Satan.
为什么呢？因为他传异教不同的福音。
Why? Because they were preaching a different doctrine, a different gospel.
另外一种人要赶出教会，刚才我们已经提了，他就是那些犯罪的，比如说哥林多前书5章或者马太福音18章，他们犯了罪不肯悔改。
And the second reason to excommunicate someone from the church is when it comes to a sin issue. We have referred to that just now in 1 Corinthians. And also in Matthew 18, that is when this people who sin refuses to repent.
还有一种就是分裂教会的人不可以留在教会。
And the third kind is when there's someone causing division to the church, and this kind of people are not to be left in the church.
提多书3章10节说，分门结党的人仅接过一两次就要弃绝他，所以他 在马太福音讲三次，这个分门结党，他说两次就够了，叫他出去。
And in Titus 3:10, as for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him. In fact, in Matthew, it talks about three times, but in Titus, if this person is divisive or dividing the church, just warn him twice and after that have nothing to do with him.
所以我们很清楚知道这个是把被人被赶出教会。
And so this refers clearly to excommunicating someone from the church.
但是有些人说赶出教会就赶出教会，出去教会更好，可以，我们可以自由了，只犯更多罪，没有人管。
Some people might say, you can excommunicate me all you want, that's better for me, because now I'm free to sin and there's nobody to bother.
但是我们要知道，如果是这样的话，我们要知道教会有什么好处，为什么要留在教会，不如我们自己也自己出去好了。
And if that's the case, what we really want to know is, what is the benefit of remaining in the church? If there are no benefits in being in the church, we might as well be outside too.
所以我们要知道什么是教会。
So we want to know what is the church.
教会的功用是什么？
What is the use of the church?
像什么是在教会里，什么是在教会外？
What does it mean to be in and out of the church?
什么是叫做加入教会？
What does it mean to be in the church?
如果你要把一个人赶出教会，首先他必须要先接受他进入教会。
And before you can excommunicate someone from the church, firstly, he must have been accepted into the church in once upon a time.
所以这些都是我们要回答的问题。
And these are questions that we want to answer.
首先，什么是教会？
Firstly, what is the church?
教会是希腊字的意思，是呼召神、呼召出来的人。
And the church in the Greek refers to those who have been called out by God.
所以这些人是这教会呢，不是建筑物，教会是人。是神呼召出来的人。
So the church is not a building, but it is a group of people that God has called out.
神从哪里呼召他们出来呢？
Where did God call these people out from?
是从世界里面把他呼召出来的。
It is from the world that God called these people out.
但是你不听神的话，就把他交回给世界。
But if they refuse to listen to God's word, then hand them back to the world.
圣经里面有两处圣经提到教会这两个名，这个名字。
In the Bible, there are two places where the word church is used.
第一就是马太福音第十六章第十八节。
First is Matthew 16:18.
主耶稣在问彼得的时候呢，彼得说，他彼得跟彼得讲的时候呢。他告诉彼得，他说：“你是彼得，我要把这教会建立在磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
In Matthew 16:18, Jesus told Peter, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
天主教会就把这说，你看，所以彼得就是教会的磐石。彼得就是磐石，彼得的意思是磐石，是石头，磐石的意思，所以他就说教会是建立在彼得身上。
So the Roman Catholic Church says, see, this verse shows us Peter means stone, and since Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, so the church is actually built on Peter's foundation.
但是如果你会原文的话，这个根本就不是问题。
But if you know the original Greek, this is no problem at all.
因为彼得的希腊文是 Petros, R-O, 然后那个磐石是 Petra, A.
Because in the Greek, Peter is the Greek word Petros, while rock is Petra.
所以一个是小石头，一个是大磐石。
So Peter is just a small stone, but the huge rock is Petra.
所以主耶稣说：“彼得，听我，听清楚，我要建立在这个磐石上。”他的意思不是说彼得，我要建在你的身上。
So he's telling Peter, listen carefully, Peter. You are a small stone, but I will build on this big rock. It is not saying that Peter, I'll build on you.
那么什么磐石呢？就是那保罗这个彼得刚刚说的说，你就是耶稣基督，就是永生神的儿子。
And what is this rock? It is actually the confession that Peter made just before that. You are the Christ and the Son of the living God.
所以那些人承认耶稣是救主的人呢，就能够进入他的教会。
So those who confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior can enter the church.
所以我们知道主耶稣说你是 彼得说你是基督是永生神的儿子知道这件事情的人就成为教会
Just like Peter saying You are the Christ the son of the living God So those who confess the same truth will enter the church
能够进入教会的人呢就是那些相信的人不是给不信的人
And those who enter the church are those who believe, and the church is not meant for unbelievers.
所以我们要很清楚，教会是给信徒，不是给不信的人。
So we want to be clear that the church is meant for believers, not unbelievers.
今天很多巨大的教会、大型的教会欢迎很多非信徒在教会里面。我们是向他们传福音，但是主人接这个主要的是给信徒。所以这件事情就出现了很多很多这个 mega church。大型教会出现很多问题。
Today, many mega churches open their doors and invite all the unbelievers in. But we want to know that the purpose of the church is, of course, to preach God, the gospel to unbelievers. But the main purpose of the church is for believers. And because the mega church invited all the unbelievers to come, they end up facing a lot of problems.
所以教会是为信徒而设立的，不是为非信徒而设立。
The church was established for believers, not unbelievers.
那么第二次主耶稣提到教会，就是刚才我们所讲的马太福音18:17，他说，如果有一个人犯罪，你去劝他，他不听，带两三个人去，他再不听，带教会让教会进，他如果不听教会，把他赶出去。
And the second reference to the church which Jesus made was in Matthew 18 that we talked about just now. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church.And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile, meaning get him out of the church.
所以这个你看到他主耶稣在那边讲到说教会呢那个阴间的权柄也都不能胜过他。
And the church is such that even the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
所以呢我们要知道你来到教会连阴间的权柄也不能胜过这个教会呢是神所保护的。
And you realize that when you come to church or you come to the church, it is where God protects and not even the gates of hell will touch it.
你知道吗？你如果是一个基督徒呢，神亲自保护你。
So do you realize that if you are a Christian, God protects you personally?
你记得约伯记吗？
Remember the book of Job?
那么这个撒旦来引诱的，来问耶和华的时候呢，你说你有没有看这个耶和华问那个撒旦说你有没有看我的仆人约伯，他地上没有一个人向他正直。
And when Satan was coming to God, the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth." Blameless and upright.
那么撒旦怎么回答呢？他第十节，撒旦回答他说：“主耶和华回答他跟耶和华说，约伯敬畏神，岂是无故的？你不是四面围上篱笆保护他，还有他家和他所有的吗
？”And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you, God, not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side?"
所以这件事情就马上给我感到很安慰。原来你信主的人，主不但保护你，还保护你的家人，不但保护你的家人，还保护你所有的一切。
And this verse is a comfort to me because when one believes in the Lord, He puts a hedge around me and not just me, but also around my family members and all that I possess.
所以我们知道教会呢，属于神的人呢，有神自己亲自的保护。
So we know that the church.Has those who belong to God and God personally protects them.
所以谁能够进入教会，那些信主的人就能够进入教会。
So who can enter the church? Those who believe in the Lord.
所以呢，我们要知道，圣经里面也提到哥林多前书12:1，他说，不管你是犹太人还是希利尼人，不管是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗进入一个身体，引于一位圣灵。
1 Corinthians 12:13 tells us, For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit.
很多人就讲到这个圣灵的洗。
So people talk about the Spirit's baptism.
这边讲到圣灵的洗，你看到吗？
And this talks about the Holy Spirit's baptism.
但是这边的意思是什么呢？如果你看英文圣经，他说我们信主的人是 baptized into one body， 就是说圣灵把我们进入一个浸在一个身体里面。所以这个字意思说，当我们信主的时候，神把我们放在耶稣基督的身体，就是教会里面。
And it says here in English, baptized into one body or immersed into one body. So in other words, when we believe in the Lord, God has put us all into one body known as the church.
所以有些人说,好了,既然是这样的话呢,我只要一信耶稣的话呢,主圣灵会把我放在耶稣基督的身体,所以我不需要加入这个地,这个有形体的教会里面。
And some people reason that since when I believe in the Lord, God has put me into the church of Jesus Christ, so there is no need for me to join a local church.
所以他们叫做 universal这个 church，意思说它是属于耶稣基督的身体，但是不属于地方，不用在一个地方像我们这样聚集在一起来聚集。
So these people reason that since I belong to the universal church of Christ, I need not belong to a local church.
但是你要注意，如果你仔细查看圣经里面，很多圣经有很多证据给我们看到，地方有地方的教会聚集这回事情。
But if you seriously study the Bible, you will realize that in the Bible is made mention of many local churches.
你看到保罗写信给加拉太的时候说加拉太的教会。
When Paul wrote to the Galatians, he addressed them as the churches of Galatia.
然后他在这个使徒行传提到有安提阿的教会。
And the whole Acts talked about the church of Antioch.
还有耶路撒冷的教会。
And the Jerusalem church.
还有呢，这个哥林多的教会。
And the Corinthian church.
那么还有呢，我们可以看到保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
And also Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica.
但是在启示录里面，那边还有七间不同的教会。
And in Revelation there were the seven churches.
那边有提到别加摩教会、第二教会、沙迪教会等等，有七个。
And there were the church of Thyatira, the church of other places. There were altogether seven churches.
所以你看到圣经里面新约教会呢，在不同的地方都有不同的这个聚集教会的聚集。
And therefore, we can see in the New Testament that from different scriptures, we have different places where the church actually gathered.
所以它被称为那个地方的教会，甚至那个家里面的教会。
So this has been called the local church and even the church in a certain person's home.
那么保罗也是这样吩咐提摩太，他说你要在各个城里面设立长老。
And Paul gave instructions to Titus to appoint elders in every town.
所以每一个城里面或者每个地方里面，他有教会，而且他有长老、有执事。
So in every town there was a church that had elders and deacons.
所以你不可以说我是属于这个全世界的教会，属于神的教会，所以我不需要加入一个本地的教会。
So one cannot argue that since I belong to the universal church of God in this whole world, I need not join a local church.
而且呢，我们也知道说，这个每个教会里面不但有长老呢，他说在提希伯来书13章17节那边，他说你们要依从引导你们的，而且要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像要将来要交账的人。
And Hebrews 13:17 tells us even to obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account.
所以这边他说有领袖，那么也有跟随的人，有信徒。
So there are leaders and there are those who follow them, which are the believers.
这样这些牧师呢，知道他要为他们的这些人交账，他一定要知道这些人是谁，不然怎么交账？
And if the leaders or the pastors need to give an account over these people, how can they give an account over people that they know not?
那么如果你也需要一个信徒需要知道他的牧师是谁，不然他怎么知道谁要跟谁？
And believers need to know who are their pastors and leaders, otherwise who will they submit to?
所以这个就给我们看到有地方的教会。
So we can see that there is clearly a concept of the local church.
当我们看到这个 彼得传福音的时候，有3000人信主，有5000人信主。
And we saw in the book of Acts when Peter preached, there was 3,000 who believed and another 5,000 who believed in another.
他怎么知道有3000有5000？除非他在算。
How would they know there were 3,000 or 5,000 unless they were counting?
所以他们知道多少人是属于他们的，多少人不属于他们。
Therefore, they knew who belonged to them and who doesn't.
啊，我们在提摩太的这个前书里面也看到，他说寡妇记在册子上的，意思说他们有一个册子是记录谁是会员，谁是寡妇。
We also see in 1 Timothy when Paul gave instructions about widows and let certain widows be enrolled. In other words, there will be a name list of widows.
所以我们刚才看到主耶稣说，这个我要建立我的教会。这个英文圣经说 I will build my church， 意思说我要建立我的教会，在这个盘子上我来建立这个教会。
And we saw in Matthew 16 that Jesus said He will build His church on this rock.
所以我们感谢主，是主自己建的，不是我们去建立教会。
And we thank the Lord that He personally builds the church, not us.
那么这个教会是什么意思呢？
So what's the meaning of the church?
教会的意思就是那些神呼召出来的人。
So the church refers to those that God has called out.
就是那些信了主的人，他们就开始聚集，他们开始一起来领受这个神的教导，领受神的话，而且一起过一个这个教会的生活。
It is referring to those who have believed in the Lord and they come together and they live their lives together and they receive teachings together.
所以很重要的这个观念，教会就是神呼召出来的。
So this concept is very important that the church are those who God has called out.
所以我们在我们的祷告会当中呢，就开始思想了什么叫做拣选。
And in our prayer meeting, we actually started our study on what is election.
很多人说，哎呀，你们祷告当作是这个神学课程啊。
And people say that, oh, how can you treat the prayer meeting like a theology class?
但是弟兄姐妹，我要理清楚，神学呢，如果神学没有导致我们敬拜，那个神学是没有用的。
But brothers and sisters, it must be clear, theology that does not result in worship is useless.
这个神学应该，当你真正的明白神学，你就要直到你跪在地上来敬拜，来祷告。
True theology, when you understand it, will result in you falling on your knees and pray and worship.
所以我们的祷告会呢，思想了神的本性，那么思想了这个 Christology 基督论、圣灵论，甚至我们的救恩论，使到我们越来越明白神的旨意。
So during our church prayer meeting, we come to study theology. We look at pneumatology, we look at Christology and soteriology, all these things will help us to understand God.
所以这个我们的祷告会是给那个认真学习的基督徒，如果你不认真学习，你不用来。
And therefore our church prayer meeting is meant for serious Christians. If you are not a serious Christian, you will not want to come.
我们的祷告会不只是为我们个人所需要的求，主耶稣说要先求他的国，他的义。
And our church prayer meeting is not just to pray for our personal needs, because Jesus said we are to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
所以我们要明白我们所相信的是一位怎么样的神。当我们明白的时候，我们就跪在地上来敬拜他。当我们要先求他的国、他的义，就是我们为主的国、主的事工来祷告。当然，我们还有需要，我们个人的软弱，我们也来到神的面前祷告。
So we want to know this God whom we worship, and knowing this God whom we worship through theology studies would help us or will cause us to kneel down in worship and in prayer. But of course, we also pray for our individual needs.
所以我们看到教会是神呼召出来的人，呼召出来的他们就聚集在一起，这些都是神拣选的人。那么这些人呢，是受到神的保护。
So we have seen that the church would be those who have been called out by God, and after being called out by God, they will gather together and they receive God's protection.
所以我们看到一个信主的人必须加入教会。
So we see that a believer in the Lord must belong to a local church.
你记得扫罗这个人吗？
Remember Saul?
这个是他逼迫教会到处追杀基督徒的人。
This Saul was one who persecuted the church and went around arresting and punishing Christians.
后来主耶稣向他显现。
But after that, Jesus appeared to him.
结果他信了主。
And he believed in the Lord.
信了主之后他做什么呢？他尽量去找，来到耶路撒冷，他去找门徒借交。我们的华文圣经翻译成借交，其实是说他要 join 他们，他要 跟他们在一起。
And after he believed in the Lord, the Bible tells us that he attempted to join the disciples. He wanted to be with them.
所以你看到保罗马上要加入教会的意思。
Paul wanted to join the church immediately.
但是其他的人看到，哎呀，是这个是杀人的保罗来了，所以他们不敢接近他。结果呢，啊，是巴拿巴来带他去见师父。
But then in the end, the believers were afraid of him because he was a murderer and he murders Christians. In the end, Barnabas took him to the apostles.
所以你看到扫这个保罗呢，信主的时候马上要加入教会。
So after Paul believed in the Lord, he wanted to join the church immediately.
我们的华文圣经翻译成戒交。
The Chinese translates it as to interact.
啊，是要与门徒戒交。
To interact with the disciples.
但是真正他的意思就是 join 是要加入教会的意思。
But the real meaning is to join.
但是这个加入教会很特别。
And to join the church is very special.
希腊文用了一个字呢，是来形容夫妻之间的关系。它的意思是 kolao， 意思说它好像夫妻这样的连接在一起。
In the original Greek, the word was kolao. It is the use of a husband and a wife coming together.
就好像马太福音十九章第五节说，人要离开父母与妻子联合，这两个字联合与妻子联合成为一体。这个联合呢，是意思是说他们好像这个万能胶粘在一起。
Matthew 19:5 uses the same word, when a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This word, hold fast, actually has the idea of being stuck together with super glue.
当我们加入教会，就好像一个丈夫跟妻子结婚一样。
So to join the church is just like a husband and wife getting married.
主耶稣说，当两个人神所配合的人不能分开，所以都是用这个字。所以我们发现呢，当我们加入教会，这个是一个很严谨、很重要的一个观念。
And Jesus continued to say that those that God has joined together, let no man separate. The word join is the same word, and we realize therefore that this is.The joining the church is a very, very special and it is a solemn thing.
所以我们看到一个信主的人信了主之后呢，他们就加入教会呢，他们就在使徒行传第二章四十二节说，他们就恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祈祷。
And after entering the church, Acts 2:42 tells us that these people devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship.To the breaking of bread and the prayers.
那么我们也发现到这个，记得吗？在《使徒行传》第五章那边讲到有这个亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉的事情。
And remember in Acts chapter 5, talks about the Ananias and Sapphira.
他们向神这个撒谎。
They lied to God.
那结果所有的人都非常害怕。
And in the end, when they were punished, many people were afraid.
那么其中《使徒行传》五章第十三节。十一节那边，十三节那边，他讲到说，其余的人没有人敢贴近他们。其实英文圣经说，他没有人敢 join 加入他们。
And after Ananias and Sapphira were punished by death, Acts 5:13 tells us none of the rest dared join them.
所以你看，这个是没有人敢加入那个教会，因为那个教会看到神这么圣洁的教会，大家都害怕。除非你真的认真，不然你不要加入教会。
So when the people saw that there was God's punishment, they dare not join the church. Unless you are a serious believer, you will not dare to join the church.
但是我们华文圣经翻译成贴近他们。
But the Chinese translates it as go near them.
但是呢，实际上这个意思说就要加入他们，使到他们能够成为一个圣洁的，也是归荣耀给神。
But in actual fact, it's talking about joining the church, and this is a holy church that brings glory to God.
所以教会的意思是什么呢？
So what is the definition of the church?
教会是神呼召出来的人。
The church is referring to people called out by God.
就是神拣选的。
Those that God elected.
从黑暗中进入光明。
From out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
从罪恶中会变成圣洁。
From sin to holiness.
所以这个就是那个观念。所以我们来到教会的时候，是神使到我们，神安利有这个教会，使到我们能够来这个教会学习过一个成圣的生活。
So the concept of this idea of the church is that God has called us out that we might learn to live holy lives.
所以这个教会呢, 是要来教导我们, 帮助我们, 过一个圣洁的生活。
So the purpose of the church is to teach us to live holy lives.
So 让我们看, 刚才我们看了这个教会的意义, 现在我们来看教会的设计。
And we have seen the definition of the church, so let's now look at the design of the church.
你知道吗? 圣经里面, 以弗所书已经告诉我们, 神给教会呢, 以弗所书4章11节说, 神所赐给有使徒有先知, 有传福音的, 有教师, 有牧师与教师, 为要成全圣徒, 各尽其职, 建立基督的身体。
Ephesians 4:11 tells us that God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ.
所以这边是神赐给教会的礼物。
These are the gifts that God gave to the church.
就是有使徒先知、传福音的、还有牧师、教师四样。
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers.
所以很多人说这边有五样，其实不是五样，只有四样。
Some might count and say, but that's five. However, it's actually four, not five.
因为这边有一个冠词在这个牧师前面有一个冠词，这个牧师呢是教导的牧师。
Because the word teacher is actually an adjective that comes before the word pastor, so this is a teaching pastor.
有些教会相信我们教会没有牧师。
Some churches say there are no such thing as pastors in our church.
就是圣经明明有牧师，你为什么说没有牧师？
But this word appears in the Bible, why do we deny it?
所以你看到这边是这反而是华文圣经翻译的最准确，它是牧养的老师，老师就是教导，所以这个牧养的老师刚好就是希腊文的意思，就是牧师。
And the Chinese translation actually captures the original Greek very well as the teaching shepherd or the teaching pastor.
所以这个牧师这个意思呢，当然这个字呢，在圣经只有一次它的这个名词只有出现一次，就是在这里。
But of course, this phrase pastor only occurs once in the New Testament, which is in Ephesians.
但是呢，这个字出现在圣经里面，它的动词在圣经里面出现173次。
But the verb form of this original Greek actually appears 173 times in the New Testament.
对不起，是在 Old Testament 173次，但是有75次呢，这个是讲到要喂养的意思。
I'm sorry, it's 173 times in the Old Testament, and out of those times, 75 times is talking about feeding.
那么还有63次是指牧羊人。
63 times it refers to the shepherd.
在新约里面出现7次，3次在福音书，4次在这个启示录。
In the New Testament, it appears 7 times, 3 times in the Gospels, and 4 times in Revelation.
所以这个字牧师呢，其实是指牧羊人的意思。
So the word pastor actually refers to shepherd.
所以它拉丁文是指说那个牧羊人带羊去吃草的，基本上是这个意思。
And in the Latin, it refers to the shepherd who feeds the sheep or brings the sheep to grass.
所以主耶稣教导说，保罗教导说，你务要传道的意思说，你一定要喂养我的羊，你要怎么喂养？用神的话来喂养我的羊。
So when Paul encouraged Timothy to preach the word, he is actually telling Timothy to feed the sheep. Feed the sheep with God's word.
那么彼得后书，彼得也是这么讲，勿养牧羊，勿要牧养你们中间神的羊群。
1 Peter 5:2 tells us the same thing. Peter encouraged the people to shepherd the flock of God that is among you.
所以牧养这个牧师最重要的工作，当然还有其他的工作，最重要的工作就是要牧养，就是要。 其实基本上最重要的工作就是要传讲神的道，所以保罗说务要传道。The
shepherd's most important job is to feed the sheep. When applied to the pastor, it means that the most important work of the pastor is to preach the word according to what Paul told Timothy.
所以很多教会牧师呢，把这个讲台交给很多不同的人，其实我们认为不对的。这个讲台是牧师最基本。 应该有的就是在这个讲台上不断的教导神的话，不断喂养神的羊群。
In many churches, the pastor actually delegates the work of preaching from the pulpit to many different people, we believe that this is not right because the pulpit is the main platform where the pastor or the shepherd feeds the sheep and he preaches God's word.
所以这个讲台呢, 不断地要教导, 不断地喂养神的羊, 就是信徒。
So the pulpit is the platform where the pastor feeds the sheep or teaches the believers God's word.
所以在提摩太4章13节那边讲说, 你们要以宣读劝勉教导为念，只等到我来。
That's why in 1 Timothy 4:13, Paul encouraged Timothy, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to exhortation, to teaching.
所以英文圣经就翻译得很清楚，他说，主保罗说，我还没有来之前， devote to public reading， 为什么我们要在公开场合里面有读圣经，要大家站起来读圣经，就是这边所谓的宣读，那么以教导为念，就是要以注重教导，就是在这里所讲的说要 exhortation， 不断的教导，还有 teaching， 劝勉教导为念。
And in English, it's very clear, before Paul comes, he wanted Timothy to devote himself to the public reading of scripture. And that's the reason why we have all of you stand up and read the scripture in public. And Paul wanted Timothy to be devoted to teaching and to exhortation.
而且呢，是教导，就是当一个人神呼召出来，从世界呼召出来，然后教导他神的道理，让他慢慢成长，他学习过一个圣洁的生活。
So after God calls a person out of the world into the church, we are to teach this person so that he might mature and live a holy life.
牧师不但是要教导、传扬、讲道，而且也要做辅导的工作。
Not only is the pastor to teach and to proclaim God's word, but he is to counsel.
那么辅导的工作在以西结书讲到最清楚，他说：世上的我必寻找，被逐的我必须要寻领回，受伤的我要活。
And Ezekiel gives us a very clear definition of counseling. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak.
我很感谢主。
I'm thankful to God.
我们教会里面有很多这个领导人呢，常常来找我谈他们家里的事情、他们事业的事情、他们个人的事情。他愿意来听我怎么样解释圣经，怎么样应用圣经。
That the leaders of this church often come to me and ask me and tell me about things in their job, in their family, and they ask me to teach them the word of God so that they might know what to do.
我为此而感谢主。
And for this, I thank the Lord.
但是讲话说回来，我觉得他们很聪明。
But on the other hand, I think that they are very smart.
神给他们这个礼物，为什么呢？不要尽量去用，学他的。 这个智慧来，然后思想怎么样应用？这是神赐给的教会的一个资产，你就尽量去用它。This
is an asset or a gift that God has given to the church, and these people who come and to learn from the wisdom of the pastor is actually utilizing the gift and the asset that God has given.
这个是神的设计，这个是神的计划。
This is God's design and His plan.
我们很简单的，我们说教会里面谁对圣经研究的最多、读的最多、最明白，就是那个牧师。
Just ask a very simple question: Who in the church would have studied Scripture more than anybody else and understand Scripture more than anybody else? It is the pastor.
很多人说我们教会有这个，我们是有民主的，我们大家才来选举。我觉得这个是最不对的。 最明白圣经的话呢，应该是这些牧师们，反而你把这个最重要的决定呢，交给信徒，完全没有读圣经，只是要投票而已。And
there are churches that say that we practice democracy, so we have everybody come to vote who shall lead the church. Actually, I think that this is wrong because this is a very important task of leading the church. You should have the person who knows the scripture best to lead the church and not have the congregation vote.
你要那些能够真正研究圣经，花很多时间研究圣经、读圣经、明白神的意思的人去来带领，而不是一些只是 part time 部分时间看看圣经、看看几本书就来教导。
You want to have people who devote themselves to the study and the understanding of scripture to lead the church, not just those who do so part-time.
牧师要保护羊群。
The pastor is supposed to protect the
他牧养羊群，而且他要保护羊群。
Not only is he to shepherd the sheep, he is to protect the sheep.
约翰福音十章，耶稣说我是好牧人，好牧人喂养舍命，不是好牧人随便的喂养舍命，他喂养舍命有目的是要保护他们。
And John 10:11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But he doesn't do this haphazardly. It is for the purpose of protecting the sheep.
所以你看到神的设计是当一个人呼召出来，从世界呼召出来，他加入教会，教会里面的神有给他牧师、教师，要来装备他，来教导他，来辅导他，来保护他。
So God has called people out of this world, and these are the believers who will enter the church. And God has given the church the pastors, teachers, and the prophets and apostles to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
还有很多教会说，教牧师不可以进入管理层。
And then there are other churches that say that pastors should not be in the leadership.
牧师只能够讲属灵的事情，其他的他不管。
And the pastor should only talk about spiritual things. He should not lay his hands on other things.
这个也是错误的看法。
This also is erroneous.
你要知道这个牧师这个字呢，牧羊人这个字，牧师这个字呢，在旧约里面呢。 巴比伦也好，这个埃及也好，他们的皇帝死的时候呢，他在墓碑上要写埃及的牧羊人，或者是巴比伦的牧羊人。
And you want to know that in the Old Testament times, whether it's in Babylon or in Egypt, when the king or the pharaoh died, they would always inscribe on the king's tomb, this is the shepherd of Egypt or the shepherd of Babylon.
我是国王，为什么要放我是牧羊人？
I'm the king. Why call me a shepherd?
所以这个牧羊人呢，是有代表管理的意思。
Therefore, the word shepherd actually carries the idea of ruling.
而且这个牧羊人一定有个杖，这个杖代表权柄。
And the shepherd also has a staff, and this staff represents his authority.
而且三次呢，在启示录的时候呢，用这个字呢来形容管理。
Three times in the book of Revelation, the same word is used to the is translated as rule.
比如说启示录十二章五节，他说有一个妇人生了一个孩子，他将来用铁杖管辖万国。管辖这两个字呢，它的原文的意思就是牧养的意思。
Revelation 12:5 talks about a woman who gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. This word rule is also the word that's translated shepherd.
而且他又怎么样来牧羊呢？他用铁杖。
How is he to shepherd? With a rod of iron.
所以这个意思就是管理的意思。
In other words, to rule.
那么同样的，在启示录十九章五节也是一样，他说 他这个形容到主耶稣，他有利剑从他的口中出来击杀列国，他要用铁杖管辖他们。同样，这个字就是牧羊的意思。
And Revelation 19:15, when talking about the coming of Christ, from his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. Again, the word shepherd is translated rule.
所以很重要的基督徒呢，必须要加入一个教会。
So it is important that a Christian join a local church.
让神设立牧师,
and God's design is that he has established pastors.
让牧师来牧养,
the pastor will shepherd,
来辅导,
will counsel,
来保护,
to protect,
甚至来管理,
and even to rule.
这个是代表权柄,
this represents authority.
今天很重要的很多弟兄姐妹呢, 到处不同的教会去听听，这个教会听听，那个教会听听。
This is crucial because there are many Christians today who will go from church to church and they will listen to this church and then they'll go to another church and listen elsewhere.
他没有在一个教会里面好好的完整的听完整个教导，所以他的神学呢是前面跟后面是彼此冲突的。
And they do not stay in one fixed place to listen to the entire counsel of God, which is the preaching of the whole Bible. In the end, their theology is contradicting because one church says this, another church says that.
结果呢，他好像去市场买菜一样，这边买这个菜，买那个菜，加起来然后煮成一瓶锅。
So in the end, they end up just like going to the market and they shop for a certain vegetable from here and a certain vegetable from there, and they throw it all in one pot.
这个是错误的。
This is wrong.
你必须要在一个教导下严谨的教导之后呢，你要知道这间教会怎么样解释整本圣经。
You should sit under the teaching of one church and hear it through and through to see how the church teaches the whole Bible.
你的圣经的解释呢，不能够彼此冲突。
And in explaining or interpreting scripture, you cannot be self-contradictory.
所以神呼召人出来，世界出来，他给教会，进入教会，那么他给教会有牧师。
So God has called people out of the world into the church, and he has given the church pastors.
不但他给教会有牧师，他也给教会有很多的信徒。
And he has also given the church many people.
要让这些基督徒里面彼此相爱。
That this people or these brethren will love one another.
约翰13:34说，我赐给你一条新命令呢，是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么爱你们，你们就要彼此相爱。
John 13:34, Jesus gave a new commandment that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another.
所以我们不是单独一个人，主没有撇下我们成为孤儿。
So we are not on our own. God did not forsake us as orphans.
他把我们放在一起，让我们彼此相爱。
He put us together that we might love one another.
而且圣经里面有许多彼此的经文。
And in the Bible is full of passages about one another.
希伯来书10:24说要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Hebrews 10:24, stir up one another to love and good works.
帖撒罗尼迦5:11说要彼此劝慰，互相建立。
1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build one another up.
12:10说要彼此亲热，恭敬人，要彼此推让。
Romans 12:10, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor.
这个英文圣经非常特别，他说要 outdo one another in showing honor, 就是我要加倍的敬重你。
To outdo means that we will actually do more than others.
那么这个希伯来书10:25他说不可停止聚会，就好像一些停止惯了的人，打要彼此劝勉。
Hebrews 10:25, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another.
当然我们刚才也读到提摩太马太福音里面讲到说，我们要如果看到一个人犯罪，要去劝勉他。
And of course, Matthew 18 that we have considered earlier on, when somebody sins, you are to go and tell the person.
这些呢，我们都讲过很多次，在我们教会。
We have said all these things many times before in this church.
所以我们有彼此教导、彼此劝勉、彼此相爱。
So we are to teach one another, to encourage one another, to love one another.
如果你在教会里面，你就受到这些的好处。
If you are in the church, you receive these benefits.
如果你离开教会，就没有这个好处。
But when you leave the church, you will not have such benefits.
所以神的计划是，当一个人信主的时候呢，他从教会他呼召出来进入教会，神给教会有牧师，有基督徒，彼此相爱。
So God's design is that after he called people out to the church, he gives the church pastors and people who love one another.
然后他给教会礼物。
And then he gifted to the church presents.
每一个人都有神的特别的恩赐。
Each person has God's special spiritual gift.
哥林多前书12:4，他说恩赐有分别，圣灵只有一位，知识有分别，主却是一位，功用有分别，神却是一位。众人里运行的这一切事，是神圣灵显在个人身上，要叫人得益处。
1 Corinthians 12:4, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit; varieties of service, but the same Lord; varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone.To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
所以神给我们有恩赐是为什么呢？
So why did God give us gifts?
恩赐不是为我们的好处。
Gifts is not for personal benefit.
神给我们恩赐是要来使我们用去服侍别人。
God gave us gifts that we might use it to serve others.
如果你不用你的恩赐，就是我们弟兄中有人受亏损。
If you do not use your gift, it means that amongst us, somebody else has been shortchanged.
所以你到一个教会的时候呢，你要受到好的教导，你要有这个要参加，让打开心门，让别人进入到你的生活当中，然后你要服侍彼此，服侍应用神给你身上的恩赐。
So when you come to the church, you should receive good teaching, but personally, you need to open up your own heart and let people enter in your lives, and you should practice your gifts and serve others.
直到我们能够建立基督自己的身体,
so that we might build up the body of Christ.
最后呢,有这个见证,
and lastly, is the place. This place is where you should give your testimony.
当我们聚在一起的时候, 主耶稣有讲到说, 当我们彼此相爱, 众人就认出你是我的门徒来。
And Jesus said, by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have loved one for another.
所以其实我们在这个地方为主来做见证。
This is the place that we testify for the Lord.
就是在这个地方我们传扬主的福音。
This is the place that we preach God's gospel.
就是在这个地方我们敬拜主。
This is the place that we worship God.
所以众人就看到我们这个地方是一个敬拜主、属于主的人。
And people will be able to see that this is the place where we worship God, and this is the place where we belong to God.
当然，我们跟大家讲过很多时候、很多次这个大使命。
And of course, we talked about the Great Commission many times.
很多人说大使命就是传福音。
Many people say the Great Commission is to preach the gospel.
我说错了。
I said wrong.
如果是对的话呢，那是对了三分之一。
Or even if that is correct, it's only correct by 33%.
因为使万民做我的门徒是唯一的动词在这整句话里面。
Because in this entire passage, the only verb is to make disciples.
马太福音28章19节说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守，是我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。Matthew 28:19,
go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
希腊文里面只有一个动词，动词就是去做什么事情，那个动词就是要使万民做我的门徒。
In the Greek, there's only one verb, and the verb is to do, and the verb is make disciples of all the nations.
这样怎么样使万民做主的门徒呢？
How to make disciples of all nations?
这边有三个形容词或者怎么叫做分词？
There are three participles.
所以这个分词就是你要去，你要使人受洗，你要教导主耶稣所教导的。
And the three participles are going, baptizing, and teaching.
所以我们在这边一起不断的教导神的话，我们还在进行大使命。
So when we teach God's word here, we are also fulfilling the Great Commission.
所以当你信主的时候，你加入教会，我们教导你，你要受洗。受洗就是一句，就同时同复活。意思说，你现在不为自己活，为主而活。现在，然后呢，继续教导你遵行主耶稣的话，这个就是成圣的道路。
So when you come to the church and when we teach you the word of God, for example, we will tell you to get baptized because to be baptized means that you are identifying with Jesus' death, his burial and resurrection, and then we live together as Christians, encouraging one another to live sanctified lives. This is the process of sanctification.
所以请问什么是教会呢?
So what is the church?
教会就是神呼召出来的。
The church are those who God has called out.
神对教会的设计是什么呢?
What is God's design for the church?
神给他有牧师。
God has given the church
来教导、辅导、保护
to teach, to counsel, to protect.
神给教会有信徒彼此相爱、彼此勉励、彼此鼓励。
God has given the church people who will love one another, encourage one another.
直到我们走成圣的道路。
That we might live sanctified lives.
那么最后的方向是什么呢？
Lastly, what is the direction of the church?
我们看这个以弗所书4章13节。 他说：“自等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，合一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督的身量。”
Ephesians 4:13 Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro.
所以我们神把我们带进教会里来，要我们在真道上合一。
So God brought us into the church so that we might attain to the unity of the faith.
而且呢，我们要越来越长大，在属灵上面成长，成为像基督的身量。
And we are to mature spiritually to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这样我们就不会中了人家的诡计，被飘来，被风吹动，飘来飘去。
so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine.
所以这个就好像保罗在罗马书第八章二十八节的这边讲，他说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。为什么呢？他因为神所预知的人，他就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，让我们每一个人都愿意跟随，变成主耶稣的形象。
Romans 8:28, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. And what is this good? This good is to be conformed to the image of His Son.
所以你看到教会要有一个方向，就是越来越像主耶稣。
So the direction of the church is to become more and more Christ-like.
所以我们问大家。
So we ask you all.
加进教会重要吗？
Is it important to join the church?
非常重要，这个是神的旨意。
This is important because it is God's will.
这个是神在你成圣道路上他的计划。
This is God's plan for your sanctification.
所以我们应该加入教会，不要说轻易说，好像这边，好像亚拿米许尼乃和亚历山大。
So we must.Look at this seriously and not be like Hymenaeus and Alexander.
被交给撒旦，被排除在教会以外，以为那没关系。
And to be handed over to Satan to be delivered into the world, and they treat it lightly.
这个是很重要的，因为这是神的设计。
This is important because it is God's design.
因为神呼召你出来，放在教会里面，使你越来越成圣。
Because God has called you out of the world and put you into the church that you might be sanctified.
让你受教导。
That you might be taught.
让你受保护。
That you might be protected.
让你被爱、被鼓励、被照顾。
That you be loved, you be encouraged, and you be taken care of.
而且神赐给我们每一个人都有恩赐，彼此的服侍。
And God has given each of us spiritual gifts that we might serve one another.
让我们能够在这边享受到主的恩典。
So that we can enjoy and taste God's grace.
然后在这个地方为主做见证。
And be testimonies for God at this place.
我们的方向呢，就是要越来越像主耶稣。
With the direction of becoming more Christ-like.
所以有很多人来了教会，坐在那边什么都不做，不打开心门，不跟基督徒交通。其实你根本没有加入这个教会，不是因为你来参加聚会就是加入教会，不是因为你的名字在教会的册上，是你必须要来打开你的心门，让弟兄姐妹进入你的家，进入你的生活，你也进入弟兄姐妹的生活，彼此有沟通，彼此勉励，彼此相爱。
There are many people who come to church, but they refuse to open up their hearts and invite brothers and sisters into their lives. If you just come onto the church and then you leave, this is not joining the church. You actually do not belong to the church. And having your names in a membership list as well is not the meaning of joining the church. To join the church means that you must open up your heart and invite brothers and sisters into your life, that you might encourage one another. That is called joining the church.
所以你是在教会里面还是在教会外面？
So are you in or out of the church?
你自己要决定。
You have to decide for yourself.
你在教会里面呢，你就是打开心门，学习，彼此分享，就成长。
If you join the church truly by opening up your heart to receive the teaching and to have fellowship with one another by inviting people into your lives, then you have truly joined the church.
如果你没有这样做，你每天你是来参加，然后就跑掉。这个呢，不是你没有加入教会，你没有打开心门，没有真正享受到主要你享受的福气。
If you did not do that, you just come and attend the service and after that you leave, then you have not truly joined a church and you have not tasted the blessedness that God has designed for you.
教会就是神对信徒成圣的计划。
The church is the plan that God has.For the sanctification of believers.
像你愿意不愿意常常的参与聚会？
Are you willing to participate and to gather for fellowship often?
你愿不愿意常常委身在学习？
Are you willing to be committed to learning?
你愿不愿意打开心房，让我们能够彼此的 在神的话语上面交通。
Are you willing to open up your heart that we might have communication in God's word?
你愿不愿意常常为教会祷告？
Are you willing to pray often for the church?
常常应用你的恩赐在教会里面。
And to often use your gifts in the church.
奉献给教会。
To contribute to the church.
要爱教会，要关心教会。
Love the church and be concerned for the church.
让教会成为你生活中最重要的一部分。
And to let the church become the most important part of your life.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.